I'm elected right now. But I like Marco's comments about our candidates. And my one message to you guys is do better than expected. That's what we're asking of you this year. Even if you don't win, that would be the best better than expected, quote unquote. Just do better than expected, because we have a lot of other potential candidates, and that will motivate them, and that will keep the momentum going for the Libertarian Party. So that's always our criteria, in my view, and that's what I was trying to do last year when I decided to run for office. Of course, I thought I would probably win, even though that's something I would not really say to the public, because of that managing expectations. You want to do better than expected. So, as Sean was saying, who was on my team, by the way, last year, you do need a manager, you do need a team, you definitely need to prepare a serious campaign as possible, given whatever resources and circumstances you're in. And we did that last year. And then we got a very pleasant surprise. I had a strategy of waiting until the last possible day to file and qualify my campaign, because I had an incumbent who had been there 10 years, and he had not had an opponent before. And so I didn't want to give him a chance to marshal his resources. I figured he'd be a little rusty. And so we have a lot of work to do without going public. And so we proceeded to do that and give him a little surprise. And I think we kept it a secret. He freaked out and withdrew.
Oh,
so
wow.
I didn't have a campaign. I just got elected.
Wow. That was awesome.
I'll take that.
Blank them.
That's the Altamont way. One of my fellow commissioners has been sitting in his seat for, if I remember correctly, 18 years now. And he, from the very first race that he ran till the one that theoretically he would be running right now, but he has never drawn an opponent. So he has been sitting there almost 20 years and has never had a single voter ever vote for him. So that's the way it goes in some cities. Now, Altamont is unusual. So I would ask to give you a brief description of my year in office, because it has been 1 year now. And Altamont really is unusual, not only because we often have city commission races with no opponent, but we have city commission meetings with no citizens, and I've been to Sean's winter springs commission meetings, been to almost all of the commissions and councils in the region at least once, sometimes several times. I've never been to one that didn't have citizens there who wanted to comment about something or complain. We had our very first ever citizen address the commission just 2 weeks ago. That's after a year, not one, not anybody comes up. We don't even have much of a discussion on the commission, but we're a well-managed city and have a great city staff, and it's a city, one of the only cities in the nation and in Florida that has zero debt. And I mean, when I say zero debt, I mean not even to build a bridge or a park. We don't borrow money for anything. And by the way, we just razzed our second largest park and are rebuilding it. But we saved the money for the last 10 years before we signed the contracts and said, go rebuild that park for us. And so that's the way we do business there. That's part of the Altamont way. We save the money and then do the project. We don't issue bonds. We also have one of the lowest tax rates in the county. And a combination of that good management and good fiscal responsibility has made the citizens very happy. So it's really an honor to serve there because it's not difficult. I got sworn in a year ago in November, and the first vote I took when I sat down in my seat, literally the very first vote was to allow medical marijuana dispensaries in the city. So I got a nice start. And I've been working with other cities, giving in public hearings in other cities. I have been commenting to the commissions and councils around the region to allow medical marijuana dispensaries. So it's a special honor to be able to vote for it in my own city. And of course that passed, like everything else. We do everything unanimously, just about everything. It's unanimous. The final thing that I'll share with you, and this is not a done deal yet, but the city just a few months ago issued a request for proposals. We got a favorable one and we're negotiating with it right now to hopefully before the end of this year, I'll be able to tell you the end of the story, but we are selling City Hall. Look, we're selling it off to the highest bidder, and the city will become a renter. We're going to rent our city facilities, the city library, the city staff offices, the council chambers, everything will be, we'll just be a renter in a commercial enterprise. So it's that kind of city. It really makes it easy to be a libertarian commissioner there. And so those are the good parts anyway. There are some other issues, but I won't go into all of those now. There have been very few challenges really to serving as a libertarian in that city commission. So I'm very lucky. I don't want to raise your expectations falsely that you, if you get elected to the city commission, that you're going to have it so easy. But so I don't think there are too many cities like Altamont. And by the way, I should, as a commissioner, I have a bit of an obligation to be a bit of a cheerleader for my city. We just won 2 weeks ago an international prize. It was against all major cities around the world, nothing remotely as small as Altamont Springs. We're talking about cities like Amsterdam and Tokyo, and we came in number two in the world for water quality and for water purification. So, in fact, we're the only city in the United States that can clean wastewater to surgically pure, even beyond drinking water standards. That's what we got the award for. It's called Pure Alpha, if you want to look up that project. It's really interesting. We're the only city in Florida and one of the only cities in the United States that takes water, which is a precious resource, remember, takes water from the interstate and reuses that. And we have every home in Altamont 40 years ago, which was also an innovative project at the time. We piped a gray water or reclaimed water pipe to every home so that if you want to irrigate your yard or wash your car, you don't use the expensive cleaned water. So we take that interstate water off Interstate 4 out here, we put it into that system. We're the only city in Florida to do that. And we save the Florida taxpayers, by the way, a few tens of millions of dollars building a retention pond where that water would have gone. So it goes, and by the way, we send a lot of it to a pond. We send the water we don't use, we pipe it over and give it to a pond so that they can do with it whatever they need. Anyway, so that's just some general idea that Altamont is, it's not just well managed from the tax and borrowing point of view, but it's well managed also in innovative ways, like with water. So I'm proud to serve. Everybody knows I'm a libertarian. It's, by the way, if you go to altamont.org and look at my bio, you'll see it proudly states there that I was a former national chairman of the Libertarian Party. So it's not some secret at all. Everybody knows it. And so I'm glad to represent the Libertarian Party and help our image and reputation by serving in this position. More news coming. I'm just into my first year right now, and re-election is next year, so I'm not campaigning. This is not a campaign speech. No request for donations. I walk my city. In fact, I did some today for Sean, handing out brochures for Sean. And so it's a pleasure to knock on the doors and say to people, I'm your commissioner, and I've got another libertarian for you to vote for now. Well, another report next year, and keep you informed how things go. But I'm very happy and honored to be serving in Altamont for you.
Thank you.
So before we finish, I'd like to say I'm very thankful for all of you joining us tonight for this fantastic evening with Mr. Alex Merced and Mr. Tom Woods. And I'd like to end by inviting you all to a very, very exciting opportunity to join Libertarians for the annual convention, which will be held in Tampa on May 4th and May 5th.